This Sunday in Seattle, around 4,000 athletes and coaches will march into Husky Stadium to mark the opening of the Special Olympics on its 50th anniversary. The creation of the Games is largely due to one woman, Eunice Kennedy Shriver. Her biographer, Eileen McNamara, says that 50 years ago, the Special Olympics were revolutionary.
You know, there were people in that era who thought children with intellectual disabilities could not be taught to swim because they would sink. We think that's absurd today, but that's the kind of challenge Eunice Kennedy Shriver faced when she tried to get an Olympic competition going among these children.
They seem to be largely invisible as well.
Of course they were invisible. It wasn't until the Kennedy administration in 1961 that we started to think about removing these children from Dickensian institutions where they were basically hidden away from society. By 1968, we had not accomplished that yet. We were only in the beginning phases. And all of those moves toward that progress happened because Eunice pushed her brother and the federal government to address the needs of these children.
Where did Eunice Kennedy's passion for advocacy on behalf of people with intellectual disabilities come from?
I think it came from two places. One, her sister Rosemary was born with mild intellectual disabilities, compounded when she was 23 when her father had her lobotomized in a misguided attempt to address the mental illness that compounded her intellectual disabilities. In addition, Eunice was a fiercely competitive and ambitious woman, and the world of politics was closed to her. This was a way she could make her mark on the nation, and she did.
Eunice's daughter, Maria Shriver, a journalist herself, she has said that the Special Olympics became her mother's life, and she ran it like a business, like a movement, as you say. If you were to step back and look at the decades of work that went into it, what impact did she have?
When she had an enormous impact. I mean, the Special Olympics is what we know her for. But when you think about what she did, she changed the way Americans and then the world looked at these children. That's a revolution in perception. She really led one of the great civil rights movements of our time.
She was also very skilled in politics, in the nuts and bolts of lobbying, for instance. How else did she move the needle for people who had traditionally been excluded?
We think of Eunice, we think of Special Olympics, we think of athletic competition, but she did her most important work, I would argue, behind the scenes on Capitol Hill, where she made sure that legislation passed that would guarantee these children a seat in a public school classroom. Until 1975, they didn't have that legal right. All the way to the Americans with Disabilities Act in the 1990s, her fingerprints are on every progressive piece of legislation for the intellectually disabled.
You claim that Eunice is the Kennedy family member who ultimately made the greatest, longest societal impact, which is quite a claim considering she counted two senators and a president among her siblings. Why do you say that?
Because look at the impact that she had. 5 million children participate in Special Olympics around the world. Children have been deinstitutionalized from these Dickensian places where they were hidden away. They have a right to a education. They have a right to job training. She had a hand in creating all of that. And when you think that she started the first Special Olympics only weeks after her brother Bobby was assassinated, this was a woman who had relentless energy and determination.
What do you think Eunice might say about the state of our country today when it comes to how inclusive or exclusive we are?
She would be in the Oval Office today, railing against cuts that have been proposed on Capitol Hill to programs that benefit people with intellectual disabilities. She didn't care if the president was a Republican or a Democrat. She was in his face to make sure that she protected every advance that she helped achieve for this population.
I have a sense that if Eunice were here now, she'd be annoyed that we're talking about her. What would she want us to be talking about on the eve of the Games here in Seattle?
The athletes. It was all about the athletes for Eunice. But she was not without ego. I think she would be very happy that she is finally getting her place in history next to her brothers. It's too easy to write women out of history. This is not just a phenomenal Kennedy family member. This is a phenomenal woman who changed history.
Eileen McNamara, thank you for this.
Thank you so much for having me.
Eileen McNamara's book is called Eunice, the Kennedy Who Changed the World. Eunice Kennedy Shriver died in 2009 at the age of 88. The Special Olympics begin this Sunday at Husky Stadium and continue through July 6th. All sporting events are free and open to the public.